The Brethren of Chaos podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Brethren of Chaos podcast. I don't know what we're on. I was saying the other day, I thought we've done about 50 episodes.
50 episodes.
But we haven't. We've done about 4. I think this is 39.
Yeah, I think we've been on 39 for the past 5 episodes, I think.
Have we? Like, actually?
No.
Oh.
Well, you've been on 50, but...
Yeah, I've been working on 50, but...
I've completely lost track.
Yeah, I think it is 39. I'm pretty sure I checked last night. How are you, Steve? Have you been... We are on a Saturday. Recording on Saturday.
Odd times, unusual scheduling.
Yeah, yeah. It's still light outside. Everton are about to kick off, so I am missing that. I might get notifications from my phone.
That's probably a good game to watch as well.
I try not to react.
Away? Are you away?
Yeah. We're going to get battered. I might put it on, just while we're recording. No, have you been all right?
I've been all good. I've been busy.
Busy, busy.
What have I done? Just usual stuff. Boxing.
Are you back boxing, yeah?
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of training. Cleaning drives this week.
Yeah.
Just in the sun, in between range, jet washing drives. It's easy.
It's been no sun.
I got so lucky for some reason. Every time I did it, it was sunny. What the fuck?
I couldn't work outside in this weather, me, you know.
Well, yeah, you just get some good layers on.
No, it's happy far days. Far too cold. Your hand, what about your hands? Poor old hands.
Oh, it doesn't affect me.
No?
No.
Mine are the worst. Mine are cold now. We're indoors. I didn't know you'd gone back to do a bit of boxing.
Yeah, I've been doing a bit of boxing.
Yeah?
I did loads of fucking pad work.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing, like, the different sessions, so, like, not just the actual fighting classes as well.
Yeah.
So it's, like, the adult classes. So a few people turn up, just, like, middle-aged women who are coming for, like, fitness.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm next to them, like, screaming on the bag, doing hooks. fucking power hit.
She's just, like, the bag.
She's gossiping to the woman next to
me. While they're tapping away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's cool. We're hopefully going to get back to playing footy as well.
Monday.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll see. I think Matthew's trying to get it running.
I don't think hopefully is the right word for that.
No.
I just...
You don't want to play?
I don't know. I don't feel up for it anymore.
No?
But I don't think it'll happen anyway.
I don't think it'll happen, but I would really like to play.
You're just putting... Yeah, you want it in your head, don't you?
Yeah.
Nice game of football to look forward to.
Yeah, that's what I need, yeah. I do. What is it? So, I'm hungover. So we'll...
You're dying.
You can help me here because... So we missed it last week. What was I?
Yeah, what were we doing? We were supposed to do it on a Monday, weren't we?
What happened to me? I was busy.
Did you lose control again?
No. I've been all right. I don't know where I was. Or was it working late?
I can't remember.
Something like that. I've been all over the place in work this week.
Yeah.
I gave blood on Wednesday.
I don't want to know about that.
Mate, I took the knock big time.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
I went green.
Or like Shrek?
No, I went full like grey. My lip went...
Wazowski or whatever?
Mike Wazowski.
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 He's green, isn't he?
He is, yeah. But my lips went, like, grey. Like a dead body. But I just felt like, so I could, like...
Did they drain all the blood out of your body?
No, so obviously you're getting...
You fully drained.
You're taking a pint of blood. So I...
You're like a squashed grape.
And I felt fine. Like, none of it really hurt.
Yeah. Where did he take it from? Just...
Your arm.
Straight in, needle in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No messing around, was it?
No, get a good fresh lining.
Yeah, they found it straight away.
Straight away, yeah. I've got good veins, though.
Yeah. Nice varicose veins. Bursting out.
Ready to pop.
One paper cut and you're gone.
Well, you get... was I telling you that you get 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah, you were saying, yeah.
I did. I was probably giving blood for about 5 minutes. I was done.
Oh, my God.
The pint was dirt.
Fucking
done.
Squirting out.
Just flying out. But
can you feel it coming out?
Not really, no. Your arm goes pretty numb pretty quickly as well. So I was fine. And then all of a sudden, I got like I'm going to throw up.
Yeah.
And like then a I was wheezy like, feeling. My head was going a bit and I started sweating. I was going, I feel really hot. And so they put like the aircon on me. And then because I was done that quickly, they could take the needle out and they tip you upside down, don't they? Because
what?
If you're going to faint, you're going to faint because you're losing the blood. The blood's coming out your head.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
So they put you...
So some woman flipped you over, about to tombstone you.
No.
No.
The chairs I've got... See, it's like a big chair, and it's sat up, and then it's...
And it swings around.
And then it drops back to like a lounged position. For when you're giving the blood, and then if you're gonna go, it drops back again, so that you're upside down, pretty much, yeah.
Well, so you're on an upside down chair, yeah, so swinging around.
No, so they did. Oh, no, you're not swinging.
I'm gonna pass out. Here, stop this.
They don't swing it. It's pretty stable. So I'm hanging there, and then I feel all right, and then they get you back up and a wash and stuff. But they were dead worried about me, and I was going, I feel all right. You know, I could walk around, but I realised that. Obviously, I must have looked really bad.
Yeah, you could see it on you.
Yeah, I felt like it was about 30 seconds and then I was done. I felt normal again. And then I realised, in this room, they're all just little, like, 50-year-old women, old nurses, 40, 50-year-old. If I fainted, it'd take about fucking six of them to get me up.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, if I hit the
what
deck...
What are going to do?
There's nothing they could do.
You could have fallen on one as well?
Yeah, crushed someone.
She's underneath, can't move. Yeah.
But no, I was fine after that. And my blood type, Steve, is B positive.
Is that rare?
It's not common.
It's not common?
It's not the most common one. I don't know what the rarity is like, but...
Yeah.
But it's nice, it's B positive.
It's got a good ring to that as well, isn't it? B positive.
Yeah, you should be positive.
I'll try.
It was good. Do you know what? I felt good after it. Like, a sense of fulfilment, like I've done a good thing.
You've helped somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, massive.
But, fair play.
So that was Wednesday. So now we're on Saturday. So we were like, right, when can we do this podcast?
Yeah.
We didn't have time in the week to do it. We were all fully booked up with our own sociable plans.
Yeah.
And then it was like, Saturday, should we do Saturday? And I said to you, let's do Saturday morning, an early one. And you were like, I can't really do mornings. I'm going, what? It's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to a 15-year-old. I don't want to do before 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Don't wake me up.
And so we decided...
No, it's just my schedule. Just be the way... I've got the balance now, me.
Yeah, but you could go to bed a little bit earlier on a Friday night. We've had this conversation about your sleep.
Yeah,
I'm not here. Yeah, I'm not going again.
We're not doing that again.
So we were like 1 o'clock. What, between 1 and 2 on Saturday, that's what we're doing.
That's reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah. So I go out for my Friday night pint because I finished my week in work and roll into mine at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh dear.
Yeah. On Saturday morning. What, so
was it full moon? You turn into a werewolf.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, my clothes are ripped.
Wait, what? So you finish work?
Yeah, I get the phone call off Hunter.
Yeah. Straight to the...
Do you know what time it is? Pint time.
Pint. The Rocket.
Straight to the Rocket, yeah.
Not a bad place. Not a bad place to go.
Walked into Rainhill. Went to the acoustic bar. They had a girl on singing.
That's chilled in there, isn't it?
It is chilled, yeah. Yeah. Then we went over to the Com.
Is it starting to spiral here, or is it still...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's going. It's going at this point. And then we got a lift to the Vault.
And that's it, isn't it? Game over?
Game over, yeah. I had a few games of pool, though.
Got the pool table and the darts. That's a sports bar now.
It is, yeah.
Was there many people in there?
No, it was dead. Well, we went pretty late as well. Mm. Like, they were throwing everyone out by the time we got there.
And you stayed.
Yeah.
Got in your coffin.
Yeah. And I am now deceased. So I woke up.
Wait, what happened? How do you stay up till 7, though?
Well, you just sit there, don't you, talking?
Yeah.
And drinking, and then you look at the time. And I looked at the time at one point, and I was like, it's like 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's late.
I need to do something. I need to, like, get ready to go.
No food as well?
No. And then the next time I looked at the clock, it was, like, 7:15. And I was like, we need to go.
That's horrible. That's horrible. Like, was the sun coming up? No.
Which is lucky, because if it was the summer, then I'd genuinely want to kill myself.
Yeah, that is horrendous, isn't it, when the sun starts coming up and you're still out?
Luckily, it was still dark. It was still dark when I got into bed. And I managed to get my head down for a few hours and woke up at, like, 1 o'clock.
Hungover.
Yeah. So
you woke
up to a text message off you saying, let me know when you're leaving. Yeah. I was like, Steve, I've just woke up.
That was like literally me saying, I can't do mornings. And then you're waking up.
Yeah, and I fucked it, yeah. So here we are at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, which was the original time that you suggested.
We're on a full loop.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I feel like I have outed you that much, that many times on the podcast that I deserve.
You need
to,
with your alcoholism.
But do you know what? I'd been really like.
Do you want an intervention?
No, I'm fine. I could literally.
Wait. Actually, I'm pretty sure last week on last week's episode you were. Or was it the week before? You said
it's gonna have a few weeks off.
Yeah, you're gonna rein it in.
Yeah,
and now the week after.
Well, I didn't know.
You're coming in at 7 o'clock.
No, but that's fair enough. I didn't have a drink in the week last week.
You didn't? Oh, you didn't.
And I do drink in the week. Yeah, go to the pub in the week.
Play a few darts.
Yeah. So we had the wedding on Friday. I did go out. On,
that was a good night.
Yeah,
that
it was. A good night. It was a really good night. Congratulations to Connor and Becca. Still on the honeymoon, well, the mini moon at the minute.
Where did they go?
Fuerteventura, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Canary Islands.
Looks nice and hot down there. Connor's sending me daily updates of what he's getting up to, yeah.
While you're hungover in bed.
Yeah, it's annoying. I told him to stop because I'm getting jealous.
Sort it out.
So, yeah, it was a good night at the wedding.
Yeah.
Some great pictures. Some great pictures of I've been.
You know what the funniest, I was like laughing on my own, and like people probably looked at me going, "Who the hell is that just laughing on their own?" It was when all of yous were up on the dance floor, and yous were all dancing. I can't even.
That's what you want, though.
Like yous are all proper into it. You know, like when you fully, everybody's pulling out the moves, and like I was like stood back from a distance, like you know,
just taking it in,
like a big picture. Everybody all just going crazy on the dance.
That's what you want, though.
With all your suits on and everything.
Well, that's the thing. Like that was such a special day because we were at a wedding. I've been to loads of weddings before, and no weddings actually really felt like that wedding did.
Yeah,
because it's like celebrating my mate getting married to a girl that I've known my whole life.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
And
everybody you know is there.
All my mates and my family were there. I knew everyone there. It was just,
That was a laugh, that.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bit of fun. Like, fucking Paddy Dicko the next day. He's a dope him. Lost his keys and all sorts. Lost his bag. Couldn't get you. I came down. His phone died because obviously his charger was in his bag, which he'd lost.
Wait, what? He lost his bag?
No.
He didn't even go out?
In the hotel.
All you went from the. So you're in the wedding venue and then the hotel.
Yeah. And his bag, all his bag did was go from my car to the wedding venue. I mean, not to the wedding, to the hotel.
To the hotel.
And my car was in the hotel car park. So it literally went 50 yards.
What? Somebody could have stole it?
No.
No.
It was. He left it in the bar.
Just on the stool, perched up on
it. It was behind the bar. But his phone died, and obviously he wants to go home.
Yeah.
Or he wants to find out where his bag is, all this. So he gets the girl on the front desk to start ringing my room.
Oh, God.
So, like, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, fucking hell.
I'm getting my hotel room phone's going. I'm like, oh, my God.
Were you hungover?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Everyone was
Everybody, home. Apart from Matty.
Yeah.
He seemed, for some reason, he seemed very coherent.
Yeah.
And then everybody else
I've got, mate, I can't remember anything.
Do you remember sweating?
Oh,
you were
I always
sweating.
Sweat though. Always
like you've been in a shower at the end.
Yeah. I always get like that. Too much booging.
Yeah, that's it. The moves.
Yeah. Too much busting moves.
Grooving.
Yeah. So obviously the wedding, that was Friday.
Yeah.
I did go out Sunday. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit drunk on Sunday as well. And then I did plan to have a quiet weekend. But hammered it last night. I'm not going out tonight. And I'm not drinking Sunday.
No. You know what you should do?
What?
In an intervention would be like to substitute that for something else.
Like what?
Go to a gig.
Yeah, but I would drink.
Not if you drove, though.
I would drink.
Okay, what about go to the gym?
On like a Friday night?
Friday night,
the thing
big
is,
session.
But that's the, like...
Fishing? Go fishing?
No, but we've spoken about this before.
Or night fishing?
There is nothing that takes up that time. Like, that period of time of drinking from, like, I went out at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Got in at 12 hours of drinking. Nothing. There's nothing else I can substitute that time with.
You're looking to fill 12 hours.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm not, because I just go to bed at a normal time. I wouldn't be up till 7 in the morning, but...
What about the cinema? You end up going out afterwards, something.
Yeah.
A nice meal? Go to a restaurant?
Nah, but then you get a drink with me.
Yeah.
I can't, there's nothing.
You need to go camping. That's what you need.
Just get away from everything.
Yeah.
Just go and live in the wilderness.
Yeah. Find a little cabin.
Yeah. Maybe I need to. I don't know. I just, no, I think I just need to have a bit more.
Go cycling.
Like, I could have gone to the Rocket.
Yeah.
It's literally over the road from my house. I could have had the pints there, and when they said they were getting off, I could have gone, right, I'm going home.
You could have strolled home.
Yeah.
A few steps.
I'd have got a bit of shit off the lads, but.
You would have been waking up fresh.
That'd have been it. That'd have been done.
What about if you have, say, if you pick something for the morning to do? Like, go cycling in the morning.
Well, I did pick something for the morning to do, or the early afternoon, Steve, and I couldn't even get to that.
I don't know.
No, there is, it just needs to be a thing of me. I'm going to try not to go out.
Yeah.
Next weekend.
Wait, actually, don't go cold turkey, though.
No.
That's what ruins it, I think.
What is it? I don't think I've got any plans. I'm going to check if I've got any plans next weekend.
Come to Eden's Bar. I'm playing in Eden's on Saturday.
Steve, this is what I mean.
On Westfield Street.
No chance I'm going there. Right. Next weekend, it's the 22nd. I'm actually at a party on the
22nd. Oh, dear me. So, you can't know. No
rule that one out, shall we say. Enough of my drinking habits. It's not even, I don't even think it's not that bad.
No, it's not that bad.
Just literal alcoholics. Yeah, just like people who cannot function. I don't know. I have these conversations all the time. Because, like, because you feel rough.
Yeah, yeah. You feel bad, don't you?
You feel sorry for yourself, yeah, and all that. And so you start thinking, like, oh, I've got an issue and need to stop doing this.
I know what you mean.
I feel fine by Monday. I forget about it and roll on next Friday.
Straight back on it.
Yeah. So, gigs.
Gigs.
You were meant to have one tonight, weren't you?
We were, like, got somebody cancelled.
What?
Place that was at a band, the band cancelled, so they got in touch with us.
Oh.
But we didn't reply back in time. Because they found someone else. But I've got gigs now every weekend for a while.
Nice. When are you going to Spain?
Oh, well, Cal. I haven't told you, haven't I?
No.
The plans. Oh, I can't say it on air.
Why?
Because it's ridiculous.
No, well, I want to hear it.
Well, I'm not going to go to Spain anymore.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, I would have been in Spain now, wouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
This is the time being, but I stayed to do gigs and work.
Yeah, to take up the garden business.
Yeah, do a bit more, which I've been doing. And I was thinking, oh, well, the only free time really is like December, January, February now. And Spain, I was looking, it's not really that warm.
No.
I mean, if you go in the south, it'll be warm, but...
That's where Paddy's going there.
Yeah, in the south.
Yeah, Almeria.
Almeria. Is that on the coast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking...
Where are you going to go instead?
Yeah, where am I going to go instead?
Jerusalem.
Oh, imagine. Oh. Well, I was thinking...
Egypt.
No, you're getting closer, though.
Oh, is this the Morocco one?
No, you know, no. You're getting cold now.
I get cold. Iraq.
You're getting warmer.
India.
Very warm.
China. Oh.
Cold.
Pakistan. Sri Lanka.
You're warm.
How? Russia. What are you so? How am I getting... How is it close... With India.
Look on the globe. We've got the globe here.
Oh, shit, yeah. It's right in front of you. Turkey.
No, what the... No.
Iran.
Look at India.
Yeah. Pakistan.
So you're very...
Kazakhstan.
No, you're getting cold now.
Kazakhstan. What is that place there? Bhutan.
You're getting warm.
Myanmar.
Cold.
China.
You've skipped a country.
I haven't.
You have?
I can't see.
Let me have a look.
Bangladesh.
No.
I haven't skipped
the
country.
Give me the...
Nepal.
There we go. I was thinking Nepal. It's a decent hotel there for a night. Guess how much?
11 pence.
No. £10 a night.
That's all right.
For a decent hotel.
Yeah.
And like meals cost like a quid.
How many nights are you going to...
Well, I'd go for January and February. I've got my flights lined up. Got the hotels and it's ready to click on them all to
quick
book them.
Pay. Cool.
But I was thinking January and February.
But how are you gonna? Sorry, are you going on your own?
Yeah.
What happened to when I wanted to go to Korea on my own and I'm not allowed to do it because you need someone who speaks Korean? Yeah. You're going to Nepal, Steve.
Yeah, I've been very. What's the word when you just fucking do it?
Well, you're at the edge of the cliff and you're gonna jump.
Yeah, that's it.
You're very.
Well, what I was thinking, I'm gonna go January and February.
Impulsive.
That's it. Yeah. But I've got December free. I could go December and do 3 months.
You gonna learn any Nepalese before you go?
Could do, couldn't I?
Nepalese for dummies.
Duolingo.
Yeah.
Nepalese. Yeah, I don't know. If I find someone to go with, I'd go for 3 months. But if I'm going on my own,
you're just gonna do the two.
I'd just do the two. Yeah.
So what? So 30 days. So £600 for every. That's all right, isn't it?
And it's and all the places like decent. Basically, Nepal. India's a fucking shithole, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a dump. I wouldn't
it's
even
a sewer,
it.
Yeah, it's a sewer, yeah.
Whereas Nepal is India, but civilised.
Yeah.
They're not animals. They don't shit in their own hand.
Nepal, no, I feel like it's totally different, Nepal, isn't it, to India? The people look different.
Yeah.
People look more Chinese.
Yeah, yeah. What's sorry, in the mountains? Right in the mountains.
People look more Oriental.
Oriental.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to Kathmandu.
Yeah.
Spend a few days there, and then I'm going to go to Pokhara, which is like the next city, which is more chilled out. Probably find a boxing gym, do a bit of boxing.
A bit quieter.
But then I could go to Namche Bazaar. You can fly in there. It's like, oh, it's so fucking cheap. Everything's so cheap in Nepal. Yeah.
As soon as you get over there, it's just that easy.
So, I might not even take any clothes. Just buy it all there. Pennies.
Just take one rucksack.
An empty rucksack to fill up with bought clothes.
That's what you want, yeah.
You go to Namche Bazaar as well, which is Everest Base Camp.
Uh-huh.
Where it's not the base camp, but it's like where you go, where you make your start. So you'd
see Everest.
Yeah, so I could do that as well.
Don't go up Everest.
No, oh no. Would that be too impulsive?
Yeah.
I could kill myself in Everest.
You could, yeah.
Imagine that. That'd be a way to go out, wouldn't it?
I know, but no one would know.
I'd have to vlog it and send it out just
before you. I don't know what I don't think the signal's too good up there, though.
Yeah, I can't. Do you think Vodafone works up there?
Yeah, don't know whether there's...
EE.
There's not...
Kevin Bacon must be doing some sort of adverts on the...
for
on Mount Everest.
Everest. Service in Everest. No, that's cool, though. So that is your actual plan?
Yeah, got it all. Now I've got the hotels, the flight times and everything's ready. Just need to click on it.
Unbelievable. That'll be an experience and a half.
Do you reckon? Yeah. You know what I was going to go to as well?
Where?
It's even more funny. So basically, I've got family in Pakistan, so I could go and live with them.
Really?
Yeah. But that's, it's like Sharia law, isn't it, and all that shit. It'd have to be...
You'd have to, what?
Well, the Taliban are in charge of Pakistan now, aren't they?
Are they? I don't know anything.
We took over Afghanistan and then, you know, because all the, you know, America, like, got out of Afghanistan.
Pulled themselves out, yeah.
And it basically left this vacuum with the Taliban's old...
Yeah.
Come up in all that region, but Pakistan's got it now.
Oh,
so
how's your family doing
in Pakistan?
Yeah,
oh, I don't really know them.
Oh,
they could be terrorists for all I know,
could be big members of the Taliban.
Yeah, big fucking claymores strapped to them, nail bombs on the head.
Oh, we mustn't laugh, that's a very serious issue. Anything else you want to bring up, Steve, before we I can't remember whether there's anything we need to,
I don't think. Si listened to the Welsh, he told me to bring up something, which is funny.
Go.
So, the Welsh trip,
yeah.
We were saying we listened to Radio 4, and it was all random shit.
Yeah.
One of the random ones that we turned onto Radio 4, one of the programmes, was, I remember it now, we were driving, it was in the middle of the night, you know when we were driving back?
Yeah.
Back home. And it was like middle of the night, nothing, we weren't even talking, we just listened to this. It's so funny, I can't believe I've forgotten it. It was an actual paedophile talking about paedophilia and his like life and his like his story of touching kids and
what
being in prison and saying how it I know it's like it's so he was an actual paedophile talking.
Is this
about
what they say where it's like an illness?
Yeah, and he was saying like I needed eat well he not me
oh
he needed help and he knew he needed help but he couldn't go anywhere for it
because he knew he'd get.
Yeah, he said you couldn't even see therapists because it, like, they didn't even know how to do, and it's like...
No, you can't go to a therapist and say...
You know, I need help, if I don't get help, I'm going to do something bad.
But thinking...
And society's not self, isn't it?
And wanting to touch kids is better than touching kids.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna think about it, just don't do it. Do you know what I mean?
He said...
So did he, but he did do it.
He did it, yeah. He had a quite interesting story,
was it? Yeah.
But he said
it was.
He just couldn't help it.
Yeah.
And if there was stuff in place in society,
somewhere
he
safe
wouldn't,
to go.
Yeah, he wouldn't have done it. He could have got help, and he was like, he was pushing that, you know, about saying like people are judged quick to say condemn them.
Yeah.
When it's like it is a problem, and it should be, you should get help rather than
definitely,
fucking.
Yeah.
He was just completely
cast aside.
Yeah.
Ostracised
and yeah. just left to fucking touch kids.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's what we listen to. Nice. In the band.
I don't really know what to say to that, Steve. Right. So, what did we do last week? What episode is coming out, what came out
on
Sunday?
God. Did we do Vlad the Impaler?
We did do Vlad the Impaler.
Was that the one? No, that came out last Sunday, didn't it?
Yeah, just gone, yeah. So this one will come out. Hopefully this one will come out tomorrow.
Oh, it's because we're doing it
quick
one day
turn
before.
Round, yeah. Oh,
shit.
There you are. It might have to come out Monday.
No. Yeah.
I think everyone will be all right with that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I think we'd get away with it. Right. The topic. We said this a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? Because this topic and the documentary that we both watched has been on my Netflix list for a while.
You had it scoped out.
Yeah.
Hard scoped.
And I only watched it in the last couple of days, but it's probably the best way to have it fresh in the mind.
That's it, yeah. It's all sat there ready on the tip of your tongue.
When did you watch it?
I watched it quite a while ago, actually.
Yeah.
But I did watch the first episode the other day.
Rewatch it.
But I feel like it is...
it's still there.
Yeah,
well, I feel like you'd know... Like, I didn't know anything about it, mate, at all.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely.
I didn't... I knew it from, a music point of view. Like, I knew that, the band played the...
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know it went that fucking crazy.
Exactly, yeah. I had no idea. So, we both watched the... What was it called?
Train wreck.
Woodstock 99.
It was a train wreck.
It was fucking a train wreck. Jesus Christ, plane wreck.
Plane wreck. Yeah, 9/11.
Cruise ship wreck.
Fucking Titanic.
Yeah, yeah, so that's what we're going to have a little chat about, you know what I mean? Just talk about what
that ridiculous story. Typical Americans.
Yeah. So Woodstock. So I didn't mean it. So it was Woodstock 69.
The one with Hendrix, you know, when he fucking sets his... Oh, no, he didn't set his... Was that the Isle of Wight? The Isle of Man? And he set his guitar on fire. I don't know.
I don't know,
actually.
But that was the original. And he just did that.
Wasn't it?
So this fella... Michael Lang.
Lang, weirdo.
Weirdo. Just for, the hippie movements going on in the 60s, it all just come out, what just happened, and they were all about the peace and love and all that.
Yeah, the cultural change.
Yeah, yeah.
But freedom.
We've spoken about that before. What happened that started that cultural change?
Well we talked about MK Ultra fucking giving them all LSD and creating the hippie.
Yeah, exactly, starting it, yeah. So,
if you want to believe that end.
Yeah, we do believe, I believe that.
Yeah.
So they had this unbelievable festival, didn't they, with some unbelievable
It was the best
people
festival
went.
Ever, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just love and total peace and tranquility and great music, people coming together.
Everybody had an afro, didn't they?
Yeah, the pictures were unbelievable, flared jeans and dead tight t-shirts, like wearing children's t-shirts.
It's cropped, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. It's sits right there.
I'm not too keen, though, on the hippies.
No?
Myself, personally.
Why?
I know, I like that festival. I feel that festival was a pinnacle of something special, but I don't know. I feel they're just a bit flimsy, aren't they?
A bit airy-fairy.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I can appreciate the hippies from the 60s.
Yeah.
I think I'm not asked about people who are going around now trying to chat the hippies, not washing their hair and stuff.
Yeah, fucking making you eat broccoli all the day.
Being a vegan.
Yeah, you know all that shit.
But they're the fucking mushrooms tripping and tinted sunglasses and the style and driving VW vans and...
Oh, I like that.
That's what you...
But you don't think hippies are the kind of... They don't really have any substance in them. You know, if you meet a hippie, they're just more...
I've never met a hippie.
If you imagine to meet a hippie, you'd just be fucking talking to you about... It's people who smoke weed all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just that's just all they fucking talk to you about. They don't really have anything else.
What do you mean? I don't understand where this has come from, Steve. I thought you'd be well into the hippie movement. And No, I'm into it. All the peace and love. And
I like the VW vans.
That's about it.
I like the music. I like Hendrix.
Exactly.
But I don't like wearing sandals and taking LSD and talking about free love.
Yes, you do.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. I don't want to talk about free love.
Yeah. Oh, peace and love.
There's going to be wars, isn't there?
Doesn't have to be.
I like scrapping as well. That's one thing.
Yeah, you're a fighter. Yeah.
I like a nice scrap.
This is different.
Even if it's just for fun.
Yeah. A little roll around.
Yeah.
A little scuffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I want to hug somebody.
No, I'm all about the hugs. This is where we differ, Steve.
You're a hippie, aren't you?
No, I'm not a hippie, but I can appreciate the way of life. So that happened in 1969.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I thought, so Woodstock's like this. You think of festivals, you think Woodstock's like one of those big main names. I thought it was on every year, like a festival is.
Yeah, like constantly going throughout
like
the years.
Like a Glastonbury or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just one. Just that one, yeah. And then they tried to bring it back in 94.
That was it. That was the, you ever seen the Green, when Green Day played it? And it basically
that
rained.
That was the one, yeah, yeah.
And there's like famous, like the footage of Green Day, and they're just covered in mud.
Yeah.
And like they start like a mud fight.
Yeah, and and then people were breaking down the walls, the fences.
Oh,
and stuff,
everybody
and just,
got in for free.
Everyone was just flying in for free, yeah. And they didn't make any money. So they were, that was like meant to be the return of Woodstock. And
yeah.
It was a catastrophe, just awful failure.
But nothing bad really happened though, wasn't it?
No.
It just didn't make any money and it rained terribly.
Yeah.
And it just didn't.
Ruin the field.
Yeah.
But really, that's like every festival though. And then everyone broke in.
Are you a festival guy?
No.
No,
I've been to a couple, a few.
Not your palate.
No, I do really enjoy them when I'm there. But I like a day festival, me though. Like I went to one in Australia, which was good.
Oh, sat right. Was a lot of hippies there?
No, just Australian people.
I don't like live music, to be honest.
Don't you?
No, I don't think so. I'd rather listen to it in my earphones, just from YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
That's depressing. You don't like live music? You play live music,
I know, yeah, it's weird,
every
though,
week?
I don't know. I just... Maybe it was like... I'd go and watch like Jimi Hendrix.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. But even then, I don't know. I prefer the recorded. Listen to it recorded.
That is awful.
Yeah, when you live music, you're around a lot of drunk people as well, aren't you?
That's the point, yeah. Everyone's sharing. Like, you're all part of this. You're all in this bubble and you're all focused on one thing. You just... Why are you being so solitary?
I'm being reclusive here, aren't I?
You are. You're coming off as a little bit of a recluse.
Let me...
An introvert.
Let me recalibrate here. Yeah.
Come on. If you've got Hendrix up on the stage...
Yeah.
And there's 200,000 people all listening to the same thing. And he's
all
blasting
taking
it out.
Yeah.
And he's got you in the palm of his hand and he's controlling everyone with his music.
All right, I like that.
Everybody's loving
it. Yeah, when you put it like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's like what you want. Maybe not 200,000 people. That's probably too many. That's impressive, though, when you go somewhere like that
and
it's that many people. That,
whew.
That is a different feel. But yeah. Then, like...
But if you... I could not go to, like, a Killers gig.
No.
Kings of Leon in fucking...
No. That's not, I'm not into any of that.
Watching...
Like.
Yeah. Kasabian. Fuck that.
It would...
I don't think I'd watch any.
I don't think I'd watch anyone now.
No.
I wouldn't... I'm not into going to watch... people. I like the festival. I like being outdoors and tents and stages like that.
Yeah.
I don't like going to arenas, really.
Oh, that's the worst of the worst, arenas.
Yeah, that's the one.
You ushered in, you just like stood there.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Load of middle-aged men, no matter what gig it is.
Oh, I'm going to watch the House of Monkeys, me. Oh. Old Trafford.
Oh, dear me.
Next year. I knew I had something. No, but that'd be good.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I like the House of Monkees. And they were good. I've seen them at...
Where did you
Leeds
see
them?
Oh, yeah. Were they good?
Yeah. Yeah, they are really good.
I'll try and not be negative on that.
I know, but at that point, I'm not a big arena person anyway.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I get you.
I think I'm definitely at outdoor stages.
You would have been at Woodstock.
No. No, it's too much that. Those kind of people, the people who are there is just...
They're so fucking cringy. Basically, yeah. You watch... So this documentary, it's covering this, isn't it? The Woodstock, 99. So they had the 94.
Yeah.
Failed... And then these Michael Lang and what's his name? John Scher or something.
Yeah.
The promoter.
Yeah.
They decided, right, we're going to make this one. Night on the cusp of Millennium or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, get all these big bands in, big homage to the original one. But everybody who went, if you watch this documentary, everybody there is like fucking American Pie.
Yeah, frat boy.
Yeah,
dudes.
Frat boy. Oh.
But this is what I mean. And
it's so cringy.
This is what I don't understand about how he thought we could set it up the same way as they did in 69 and it all be like, oh, we'll paint all the walls and stuff,
yeah,
everyone will love it.
Love.
No, it doesn't work. You get Limp Bizkit,
yeah,
and fucking Korn.
You had Metallica and Megadeth playing
exactly.
There. Like, what the fuck?
It doesn't make any sense. It's like... and that is the culture of the 90s. You're not in the 60s anymore. There's no hippies. Hippies
no.
aren't around.
No, it's fucking...
And they're definitely not listening to fucking Korn.
Yeah, it was that... That was the big... That was a fuck-up right there.
Because there's some bits in it, like... Did you see the bit in the documentary where Bush plays? And Korn played, and it's... With the scenes... and listeners, if you've not seen it, go and watch the documentary just for that.
Yeah.
It's the guy...
That was on the Friday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The first day.
Describes it as like a wave of people sounds going back, and you can see it. It's ridiculous. It looks ridiculous.
The people just like floating up and down the wave.
And then Bush come out after it, and it's just like a little British band that chilled out and play some really nice songs. Yeah. And they're like that kind of like love and stuff like that.
And it didn't go down well, though.
No, they liked it. It calmed everyone down.
Oh, it did, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
It just chilled everyone out, and that's the kind of people you should be... And then it happened again with fucking when Limp Bizkit went, and then someone else had to come out after Limp Bizkit.
Had to, like, follow on from that.
Yeah.
Korn, Limp, they're very aggressive music, isn't it?
Well, this is what it's...
Like, you listen to Limp Bizkit, you want to punch someone in the face.
Well, that's what it was. But you got Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yes, fucking...
It's rage and anger.
Rage Against the Machine makes you want to start a militia.
Exactly.
Fucking petrol bomb, like a government building.
So when shit actually did it hit the fan, towards the end of it, and we'll try and follow a bit of a timeline in a minute, but they were all running around chanting fucking Rage Against the Machine songs.
Yeah, absolute chaos.
I just don't understand how they didn't think it was...
Well, I think that Michael Lang, he was a weirdo, and I think he was like out of touch with everything.
He lives in dreamland, yeah. Definitely. He looks like you so much.
Like me?
Yeah, like so much.
I don't know what to say to that.
No?
But
I thought that's what you were going to say. I thought you knew that he looked like you.
Maybe. With the hair, I know I had like similar hair.
Yeah.
When I grew it out a bit.
Maybe. I think your face looks the same as well. Yeah, like that face. It is. You look exactly the same.
He's a definite example of someone who's fried his brain with LSD. Or he was just...
No, he is. Just he lives
dumb from the start.
He lives in dreamland, him. Like, he is a crazy person.
The way he speaks doesn't make sense, doesn't it?
No, he can't.
Doesn't add up.
No. He's like, trying to be dead innocent, isn't he? And just like, oh, I'm just doing it for the people.
What? And he was like, basically the whole thing was like greed and money, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking ridiculous. So
he was out of touch. He didn't know.
But it was the
bands or anything.
I think it should have lived and stayed in the Woodstock 69.
And just left it.
Yeah, because I don't think with the way times are changing, like they were talking about like how big MTV were at the time and video cameras and everybody wanted to film it and stuff like that in the news and also it just wasn't, you couldn't do it the same way.
Yeah, it's a completely different feel, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's all people who were like, like the people at 69 were like cool, like hippies, like nice and chilled out. These are like 18-year-old,
100%.
Yeah,
frat boys?
Yeah, frat boys. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cringe. When you watch the documentary, like every like the camera pans onto the crowd.
Yeah,
and it's like frat boys coming up to the screen, isn't it? Like just making silly noise, grunts,
doing the fucking rock. Fucking what's that?
Just called? Like moving their arms and weird. Yeah,
giving flipping the bird.
Yeah, it's fucking mad. Yeah. Well, should we start from the beginning?
Yeah.
So, I took some notes. We've got John Scher.
Yeah.
He's the promoter.
Yeah.
Who, Michael Lang, who's the first guy who did 1969.
Yeah.
He's the guy running it, isn't he? This new one. And he gets that John Scher, who's basically just a fucking... He's solely there to make money, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's a businessman. He's not...
Yeah. Well, he knows. So, they know they need tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And they need to get it somehow. So that's his job.
He's
to make sure it.
It
makes money.
Yeah. So they go and they get this airbase, abandoned airbase, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was it called? The Griffiths or something.
In Rome, New York.
Rome, New York. It was near it, wasn't it?
Which is crazy as well. It's to go to a festival and walk out and you're on airbase. Is ridiculous.
Well, that's what they're saying. When they all walked in and they just seen...
Giant planes.
Yeah, and like hangars and shit like that. And everyone was expecting like fields with trees and all that shit.
Like it should be. And that's already off to like, that's so industrial. So like tarmac and fucking...
Well, the whole ground was tarmac, wasn't it?
Yeah,
in concrete.
Yeah. Exactly, in concrete, yeah. And then you've got fucking all these bands playing. It's just not...
No, it wasn't right. It wasn't right. It didn't capture...
No.
What the original one had.
Didn't have the same
aesthetically.
Essence. Yeah.
So they fucked up there.
Big time.
Yeah. So they get this airbase. Who's the mayor? Joe Griffo.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nickname, that, doesn't it? Griffo.
Griffo. Hello, Griffo, lad.
He was the mayor of Rome. He was thrown under the bus, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He took this on saying, we'll do it here.
Yeah.
Thinking it was going to be
It'll be massive. It'll live in, Rome, New York will live in history for all the right reasons.
He seemed innocent on the program. He come across like he, because it's obviously he's getting, how many years after is this? Like 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You could tell he's like, oh, I fucked up there.
Yeah.
I've been like, I messed up believing this fucking Michael Lang.
I know.
But do you ever see, right at the start on the first day when he tried to smash the, they tried to christen the stage with a champagne bottle?
Yeah, wrapped in a tie-dye t-shirt and it just would not smash. No. And then the guy says, that was probably foreshadowing.
That. Yeah.
Because they were trying for ages to smash it.
Yeah, like the footage of him, he stood there, isn't he? It's like awkward, isn't it, as well? Like, why wouldn't it break? It's on glass, isn't it?
I see how thick a champagne bottle is. And then you're wrapping it, insulating it.
With a tie-dye.
Yeah, with a t-shirt.
Who knows what that t-shirt's been?
No, and he wasn't giving it all the bit. Like, if you get it right over your head and fucking smash it, you could smash it.
Like, you're going to behead somebody?
Yeah, if you really wanted to.
It was...
battle
axe it. It was awkward, though, that.
Yeah.
But, they got this, like, airfield base or whatever it is. There's two stages, the west stage and the east stage, wasn't there?
Mm.
And, like...
They had a few things, so they had, like, they had raves set up in hangars and stuff, didn't they?
Yeah, the hangar.
They had like a giant beer garden, and it was like what you would have in a festival. And there was grass where up because everyone was the tents.
Is that where they were camping?
Yeah, yeah. We're all on the grass because I'd imagine setting your tent up on
concrete. Yeah. Well, the one thing we shouldn't say though is there was no shade.
No,
wasn't there?
Well, that's the thing as well. So you're in summer and. Well, it gets hot, doesn't it?
Well,
the second day, just fucking...
Oh, it fucking... Well, you know, New York gets hot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I was speaking to Chris. I haven't seen Chris in, a year?
Yeah.
Since the wedding the other week.
Yeah.
And he was saying him and Anya went to New York for a wedding, and it was, you know, in the time of the heat wave.
Yeah.
And he said both of them thought they were going to die. It was that hot.
Wow.
Like, they stood outside with, like, the suits on them. It's unbelievable. And that's in New York.
Yeah.
New York's extreme weather, isn't it? It gets dead cold
as well. Yeah, it gets, like, minus 20 in the winter. It's just... But it's so... Obviously, they're on an airfield.
Yeah.
There's no shade because there's no trees.
The floor's concrete.
Yeah.
Just holding the
heat. Tarmac is just... bubbling.
There's all this heat's getting fucking stored throughout the night. It's probably still red hot, isn't
it? Yeah.
And then so they had, I seen what they had, they made a wall, an 8-mile wall, wasn't it?
Yeah,
a perimeter around the
around
earth
it.
And they painted that,
yeah, because it just looked like a chain link fence.
Yeah. So they painted it with all like fucking hippie shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that looked the part of it.
Yeah,
that was,
but
like,
then when you turn around and there's a giant fucking airfield.
Yeah.
London Strip.
Like, fuck that.
It's not the same.
And the first day was the Friday. And that started good, didn't it?
Yeah.
But it nearly started bad with who's that guy?
James Brown.
James Brown.
He didn't want to come out, did he?
No. He said he only ever gets paid
in full.
In full before the gig.
Yeah.
Which is it's weird, but fair enough, I suppose.
Yeah. Which is I didn't really understand how he got around it. Because that fucking John Shea was there saying, so James Brown's manager's trying to say, he gets paid, you pay him now or he's not going out.
This is right at the back of the stage,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's like literally the band are on the stage.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready for him. And
start the festival.
Yeah, just to kick off the festival. He looks old and fucking scatty as fuck, by the way. He looks like he's made of clay.
Oh, he's cringy as well.
Yeah.
You seem like he's, the way he dances and stuff.
No, he's old. But like, when you look back at like, his performance of the Thriller in Manila.
Yeah, no, I get... do you feel like he should just pack it in now, though?
What? No.
When he looks like that?
Well, I think he's dead now, isn't he?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, when he was...
Oh, and yeah.
You know, when he's past his time.
They go... Like, artists like that go far too long.
Just draw it out.
But then you wouldn't say that about Stones, would you?
No, I would.
Because they still... Mick Jagger still moves pretty well.
Yeah, it's still weird, though, because he's...
They are a bit old, aren't they?
He's a pedo as well, isn't he?
Prancing
around on the stage like that.
Loves a younger lady anyway.
Anyway, you're saying he was.
So James Brown is about the saying he's not coming on, he's not going out, and then that John Shea in the interview just says, "I just told the manager to go fuck himself," and then it was singing. How did you get around that?
He must have just walked on. James Brown must have sort of thought this.
This is massive. Yeah, 250,000 people.
I'm just gonna go on
screaming his name. The band are there. It was good though. I do like James Brown.
Do you?
Yeah.
But was it like funk?
Yeah.
I don't. He is weird though. He does look.
No,
weird.
Yeah, he is weird. Yeah.
His hair's very weird.
It straightens it, doesn't he? I don't know whether I could hold a conversation with him. But
Wait, what do you need? Would he just chew your hair off with weird shit?
I can't imagine him being able to. He's like one of those people. I can't imagine him being able to speak.
Just mumbles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what he does, doesn't he? Just fill. He has all those infills, doesn't he? Like a fucking drummer.
Yeah. So that started it off. That kicked it off. Oh, the other thing they had Tibetan monks blessing.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Which was like, what the fuck's all that about? And it was like, why?
Yeah, but they knew.
They must have fucking hexed it. Yeah. Not blessed it.
They must have known. They must have known it was like, this could.
Something's going to go wrong here. We need to get the Tibetan monks.
I literally don't understand. I know that it was all about promoting and stuff and they're the big bands at the time.
Yeah.
But no. I don't understand how you can think it's going to be all right.
Well, yeah, we'll cover it all, won't we? Like, how it. So we've covered a few bits there.
The start,
there's some stuff, not the best, but the day was all right. But like we said, the it was an air base.
Yeah.
With no shade. They wouldn't let people bring water in, wouldn't they, as well?
Yeah, took all your water bottles off you when you walked in.
Was it $4 for a bottle of water as well?
Yeah, and it kept going up and up and up as it went on. So it
should be free. Water should just be free.
Well, they did have the water, didn't they? Like all the taps and stuff to refill your water bottles.
But the lines,
but they all
too
stopped
much.
Working, and then, well, some of them weren't working, and then some of it was like pumping out brown water.
Pumping out shit.
It was literally shit, yeah.
So on that Friday, that was Korn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Korn played the big in the evening.
Yeah.
And that was like a mega, like you're saying, just fucking great. You ever listened to Korn's first album?
No. I've never listened to Korn, mate. It's not for me, though.
Korn's first album is ridiculously good. Everything else is like, it's just shitty fucking frat boy metal.
Yeah.
You know, like that type. But the first album is like crazy.
Yeah.
It's a piece of art.
Do you know what I loved about watching the documentary when it was Korn? It was like he was singing and it'd be the subtitles on it would be singing, like, what do they call it? Indistinctively or something.
Singing like a madman.
Yeah.
But yeah, that like fucking. The crowd went crazy there, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then Bush came on.
So when Korn were out, and that is when, so all the promoters and that are there watching it, and the guys who are there for the safety and all part of like the hospitality teams and that, and they're all watching this going, this is
a bit much now.
This is fucking mental.
We weren't expecting this.
Yeah, because it's the scenes. Because
they didn't know Korn. That John Scher, whatever, didn't know Korn, didn't they? Or no. Limp Bizkit or any of these bands?
Exactly. He just saw the popular ones.
Yeah, let's get them in.
Get them in, yeah, because it would get the people in.
Didn't know the music makes you want to punch someone in the face.
Exactly. And they just rile them up as well. Oh, like the Korn, like the bands.
Yeah, yeah.
They're working with the crowd.
Are you fucking ready?
Yeah. And it's just fucking mental.
So
mosh
that,
pits.
Yeah, that's it. Mosh pits, isn't it?
Yeah.
Heavy mosh pits. That was the...
Punching each other.
We'll get to it as well, but like the loads of women were getting sexually assaulted as well, weren't they?
Yeah, that's the big hoodoo at the end, isn't it?
The hoodoo. Yeah. So that was the first night, and everybody did they have a rave on at the night? Did they have raves or something?
Then it was if you're not ready, so Bush played, and then it was like, hey, if you're not ready to go to bed, there's a rave on in the hangar.
Get to the hangar, and everybody's there.
And that's like just change. That's it. Changes then again, where. You go from all this metal and like mosh pits and bouncing around and it changes to everybody taking ecstasy and tripping and staying up all night and fucking...
Yeah, spinning around on the heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking drugs.
Did they not just... Like, what? Say if you went to that, yeah, and you've gone to the hangar, then it finishes, and then you just go back to your tent and sleep.
Yeah.
That's basically the setup.
Yeah,
until
like
the
7
next...
o'clock in the morning. Like me last night.
Like you. So that, and they had the Offspring, didn't they? They played on the first day.
I think so, yeah. I'm going to get the lineup up just so we know.
Get the lineup.
Because I only remember a couple. Because when in the.
You know what was funny when I was watching this document when it first came out? There was like people saying, oh, I felt bad watching that documentary because it was like. I've never been part of something like that, or I've never, like, you know, like a FOMO feeling.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel the complete opposite. I'm fucking glad I wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I had no, it was interesting to watch, but it kind of made me, like...
It made me cringe even more.
It was a bit much. Like, I know it was cringy with the people there, but then even if, like, that same behaviour and everything that's going on, well, I'm not into, like, corn and no. Limp Bizkit. Not my...
Do you like Rage Against the Machine?
I do like Rage Against...
Metallica?
I like...
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah,
they played, didn't they?
Loads of stuff. Aerosmith. See, I didn't realise.
Did Aerosmith play?
Well, they're on this list here.
Oh, I didn't know that. What the fuck?
Or maybe they didn't.
They had the MTV as well, was covering the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you could pay $59 for the full 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck?
Like a pay-per-view.
You just sat at home for 3 days watching it.
And
you
made
on
loads
your couch.
Of money that as well, didn't you?
Like, what the fuck? Who's doing that?
It's mad. No, but people sit there and watch Glastonbury. When Glastonbury's on, it's televised, isn't it? Yeah. People watch it. You don't have to pay fucking 60 quid for it, like, but people pay for it. I can see, like, loads of people who are on. Oh, Fingal played as well, didn't they, in the first... who's that woman who played?
Sheryl Crow?
Yeah.
She played, and she got, like, heckled lows, didn't she?
Yeah, they were saying, take your... fucking get your tits out. Yeah.
That basically sums up, like, the atmosphere of the people there, wasn't it?
That's what started going. So it was, like, obviously, Americans are fucking weirdos, so everyone's walking around naked already.
Yeah.
Girls are just walking around with their tops off and everything like that. It's, like, nudity was... It was just, like, ridiculous.
Very haram.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but then that just elevates all the fucking lads that are there, these fucking horny, erect American...
Who's, like, just watched American Pie.
Just watched American Pie.
Listen to Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, screaming at Sheryl Crow to get his tits out.
Oh, God. It's fucking... I can't talk, actually. It's so cringy, thinking about all them people.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's genuinely ridiculous.
And they were supposed to be, like, the hippies. Yeah. I'm going to bring back the hippie movement.
Hello. What the fuck? So, that first day... It's been crazy, like, but...
But it wasn't a disaster.
No, it was like, okay.
It was wild.
It was intense.
Yeah, that was an intense... That was a wild wild Friday, that.
Yeah, yeah, but...
And another thing was they had the food stalls, wasn't it? The all the food there at the place, the Woodstock, the venue, that Michael Lang and John Scher sold the rights to the food off because they were cutting corners, weren't they, with everything to make profit. They sold the rights to the food to independent businesses.
Mm.
So these independent businesses set up the food stalls and they put the price up loads and nobody could do anything about it.
Because it's the only place you can get food.
Yeah, and it was them independent... You couldn't, like, tell the businesses, oh, put your food down.
Oh, yeah.
Because you didn't have a say. It was, like, them in control.
Yeah.
That was one of the problems as well. Cutting corners.
Yeah, and then everyone started getting dead angry, didn't they? So, like, when we get the second day... People are realising that they're getting ripped off.
Yeah. Yeah, only just then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they wake... You can imagine you wake up.
Yeah.
Fucking hungover.
Yeah.
You need some food.
Yeah, you need some water. It's fucking baking hot.
Like, I didn't take, like, any statistics of the weather, but it was... Was it heat wave?
It was the hottest day of the year.
Was that it was? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Ridiculously hot and there's no shade. You think, the worst feeling ever would be hungover like that, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
In the baking hot sun, you can't get any food or water.
All you're doing is drinking fucking shit water.
The lines for everything's
38
dead long.
Degrees.
Oh, that's unbearable, that.
It says oppressive heat.
Oppressive heat.
But, so the second day starts.
Mm.
You're getting up. When you go to a festival, you wake up and you chill out for a bit and obviously no one's fucking washing or anything and... All this stuff, you've got the worst hangover ever.
Yeah.
You don't... I don't know, I don't think many of them were eating anyway.
No.
Stuff like that. But it's like, that the first day is like, fucking yeah. And everyone's loving it at the...
Yeah, you're buzzing,
everyone's
aren't you?
At the festival. And they say this after it as well, like, that was like the best 3 days of their lives.
Even though it went...
Yeah, even though what it goes like, yeah.
And even though it was terribly run...
Yeah. It was horrific.
That says something. That's like, the experience is better than the...
Yeah.
What the thing was.
Yeah, exactly. So second day, who is it? Who
Was it Limp Bizkit?
I think Limp Bizkit.
They were the main act.
Yeah.
But, I can't remember, actually. There was a load, wasn't there?
Fatboy Slim was on in the night.
Yeah, he was playing, wasn't he? Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that with in the hangar. But I can't remember. My mind's gone blank.
I think it was.
It was definitely them two. Let me... Don't need to have a good...
I've got it. Kid Rock was on.
Oh, Kid day. Rock, yeah. See, his music as well, it's like quite...
Yeah.
Quite full on, isn't
it? I think Jamiroquai were there, you know.
What the... is this on the...
It's just on the line, on the lineup.
What's Saturday? Oh, I've got Saturday here. Kid Rock, Limp Bizkit. Also, on the East Stage, Saturday, you've got Kid Rock in the day.
Yeah.
And then a load of different bands that were not really that big. And then the main acts was Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Then after them was Rage Against Machine. And then after them was Metallica.
Fucking hell. So this is when... So, obviously, what happened the first day?
Yeah.
Then Limp Bizkit are coming out, and they can tell people are getting riled up already.
Yeah, and they have that song, Don't They Break Stuff?
Yeah.
Which literally fucking means...
Yeah, go and break... So they come out, and everyone's fucking flying around again.
Yeah.
And the thing was, so they didn't... Michael Lang didn't want any police... There, did he?
No.
He didn't want any security.
We need to talk about that, yeah.
He didn't want any uniform officers, no weapons, nothing like
weird
that.
Weird fucking hippie belief shit.
All he did was they'd hire people. It was like $200. They'd get $200 for the weekend. And they were called like Peace
Patrol or something?
Peace Patrol, yeah.
Was that it, yeah?
Yeah. And it was, these were just like...
They had no qualifications.
Like us.
No back,
people would just come up to us and go, $200 for the weekend. But then they were at a festival.
Yes, they started fucking partying as well.
And then, did you hear that one guy who was saying, so he had this Peace Patrol t-shirt.
Yeah.
And the t-shirt would get you anywhere. So he was selling the t-shirts to other people.
I remember, giving them out.
Yeah. And so people were like going backstage and stuff like that with these t-shirts on.
That's, it's so fucking silly that you in a place like with that many people,
yeah,
you need proper security. Yeah. You need police. You literally need police there, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm all for a police statement.
So Limp Bizkit were on, and that's going crazy. And this is the point where is this the one where it starts getting a bit dangerous?
Yeah, this
and people
is
are falling over, and people are getting dragged out of the crowd and stuff like that.
Like the crowd really fucking riled up here now.
And it was all about, what's his fucking name? Limp Bizkit dude.
Fred Durst.
Yeah, Fred Durst. And he's just like the biggest fucking wind up in the world. And that John.
He's pretty funny though, Fred Durst.
Yeah,
he's had a few like. What is it, moments in the spotlight where he's caused a bit, he's roosted a few people.
Yeah, so that's like John Scher says, then I didn't realise, like, it didn't help Fred Durst, just dickhead.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically said Limp Bizkit was the one that fueled it, kicked it off properly.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was it that song, Break Stuff?
Yeah.
And they started ripping down panels of wood and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And was it the guy in the tower in the middle? Or was that later on?
That was later on.
Right, yeah.
But, so they start fucking and then Fred Durst is fucking ripping stuff to fucking shreds as well. And it's just going crazy at that point.
And by this point, like you said, people realise that they've been ripped off.
Yeah.
They can't get any water.
So everyone's getting angry as well.
They can't.
Do you know what the massive thing was as well? How much the litter?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. The whole floor's covered, isn't
it? It's when fucking...
There's no bins, wasn't there?
Yeah. Wyclef John is on, and he's doing Star Spangled Banner on the guitar, and he's saying, "Have you got any empty water bottles for them?
Throw them at you."
And it's just hundreds, thousands of empty water bottles being launched up onto stage, and it's like, this is what it's going to be remembered for.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was just so poorly like organized.
Well, yeah, there was no organization that like planned for that, didn't it?
Yeah. So they said like the amount of litter and stuff like that and rubbish and trash that was going to be there. The like normal like utilities companies would not have been able to deal with that much, so they were overrun by it. Obviously they had to deal with all the other fucking bins around New York as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was down to subcontractors, but then those people, like the Peace Patrol, weren't doing their jobs properly.
Yeah.
So it was just like rubbish.
I remember there was no bins, wasn't there? There was,
but they'd get filled on the first day and no one
dented
them.
Yeah. Where'd you put all your rubbish?
But it's impossible. Like I was trying to think, so when I was watching it and I'm looking at these issues where like even issues with the crowd and the crowd control and the bands you've got on, how do you control it? You don't control it.
You just let them.
I was thinking, if I was trying to run a festival, how would I control that? If I was trying to run a festival, how would I deal with how much rubbish there was going
to
be there?
Yeah. Well, it's better to be overkill, though, than underkill like they were.
Yeah. But, like, what's overkill? Just loads of bins everywhere. Or you hire an actual company to fucking empty the bins.
Proper business.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what fucked it up though was what you said, where people realised they were getting ripped off,
and so everyone was just fuming.
Everybody's head's gone.
Yeah.
If you had like proper food places, and like the water was free.
Yeah.
And like there was no the toilets, wasn't there?
Yeah.
There's only like a handful of toilets.
And then they started leaking everywhere, didn't they?
Yeah. Overrun.
That's when was that the second day or the. Might have been the last day when the toilets were all overflowing.
I think it was the first, even on the first day,
and
wasn't it?
People are like in the mud and splashing around and stuff, and then you realise that's all like shit.
It's all, Didn't one girl get like fucking trench mouth?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what you get from drinking shit in water.
Yeah. Feces water. Yeah.
But I'm sure the toilets like were fucked on the first night.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Like, would not surprise.
Like, they just had. They literally underestimated the whole thing. Yeah. That Michael Lang and John Shea.
I think everyone did. So certain food vendors and stuff and the drinks people would start closing down because they'd run out of stocks, and it'd be you'd be like the last ones who had water.
Everybody's
so people
going
were
there.
Charging like $12 for water.
Put the price up
in 1999.
That's fucking ridiculous.
That's like Ibiza.
and you got to think, people there are like nearly dying from the heat.
Yeah. Well, this is people getting heat stroke and stuff in the second day, weren't they? They were saying like everyone was passing out.
No shade. What do you do? If you were there, what did you do? Fucking, you have to like find a piece of fabric to hold up.
Well, they were, weren't they? Like cardboard and stuff.
Yeah. That's outrageous, that.
Umbrella.
So there we go. We've got a few things we could have sorted there. We could have had. I'd set up loads of like, what is it called? Like
gazebos.
Yeah. Like big ones, you know, like tents.
Yeah.
So you can walk through.
Yeah, big. Yeah, like an actual festival, like a proper tent,
massive tent.
Yeah, like a circus tent.
There we go. Yeah,
yeah. With no sides, just keeping people.
Yeah,
I mean, but you bake under them as well, though. You think about it.
Get a big. Yeah. Should have it all enclosed, big aircon rooms.
Yeah,
we'll have aircon pods.
Yeah,
that's
big fans. Two giant fans blowing everyone. What would you do for the water, though? You think about it.
I would have just had free water.
Yeah,
I would have like. Because these people were trying to get as much... It's all about squeezing as much profit out as possible, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's why they got these other people in to do the money, the food and water. I would just add free water.
Yeah? How'd you get free water, though?
Don't just buy... I don't know.
Spend millions on it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Well, they had taxed,
but then you're going to get all the bottles and that.
Yeah.
I would get Woodstock water bottles.
So
like reusable ones. And I'd give them out on the door.
Yeah.
And then I'd make sure I had all, like, fresh water. Oh, I wouldn't have, like, taps, though.
No.
Which is all plumbed in. I'd have, like actual, like, counters and, like, vendors who would fill the water bottles up.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, if you go to Alton Towers and you get that reusable drinks cup?
No, but that's, like, a top idea, that.
That's what you'd do. And then the person's got the memento.
You're going to keep it, aren't you? You're not going to fucking launch it around.
And that's what they were dead bothered about as well, weren't they? Make sure you sell all this merch.
Yeah, yeah. Get all the money.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few problems there. What was the other stuff? Oh, yeah,
so there's no way you can control that crowd.
Well, they couldn't control it with the fucking... What is it?
The peace patrol.
They literally hired people who had no experience in dealing with crowds or running...
I don't think you could put... there was like 250,000 people there.
Yeah.
I don't think you could...
Maybe... I don't know. I think it would have been better with some police.
Yeah, it would have been. And you'd probably like have a few less people because it's Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
And that kind of music, Rage Against the Machine and stuff like that.
I think I'd just leave the crowd.
Yeah, just let them go.
Yeah, let them go wild, Limp Bizkit. But in the other places, have like proper security, proper like, you know, to contain people fucking trashing the place like they were.
Mm.
Like people broke the taps, didn't they?
Yeah.
Of the water. Stuff like that.
They're just ripping everything. By the second day, that's when people start ripping everything to shreds.
Yeah, everybody's head's gone.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit's fucking
told
them to break stuff.
So everyone's riled up from Limp Bizkit and then...
They get the fucking hungover.
The night
no
comes.
No food.
And it's Fatboy Slim.
Yeah. They all go... Well, they didn't say... I don't remember him saying it in the show, but it says Rage Against the Machine, Metallica were after Limp Bizkit.
Yeah,
I didn't say in the show that.
There's so many unbelievable bands that they missed out.
Yeah, maybe documentary. Copyright, maybe. No, not copyright. Yeah. Is it copyright?
Well, I didn't mean, they all signed a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
After the thing. And then all these people are just, I don't know how they...
Just fucking do it.
Just go, yeah.
He's dead, isn't he, now, Michael Lang?
Is he dead now, yeah?
Yeah. Well, he died, like, after he died when the show came out, the documentary or something.
Did he?
He couldn't even, like... couldn't even
argue
say
his point.
Yeah. Fucking dead.
Yeah, so...
So, yeah, so they got riled up.
Yeah.
They're all heads are gone.
Cans of Fanta been shaken up, ready to pop.
That's it, there we go. Fatboy Slim in the barn.
Yeah.
The studio.
Yeah.
Fucking hangar. And that was, like, the night, wasn't it?
Yeah, so this was, like, the DJs and it was the dance scene, wasn't it, at night? Which is another thing that didn't happen at Stock 69. There was no raves.
Yeah, was there a rave there?
Yeah. So this is, like, everyone's taking gaddies.
Yeah.
Taking pills, taking ecstasy. Everyone's living... People are fucking shagging on the floor. People are shagging up against the walls and
literally,
stuff.
Literally, in the venue.
Yeah, everyone's fucking naked. People... What was, like... So people are taking
fucking
hallucinogenics.
Degenerates.
What was that guy... The guy... One of the guys says, I walked in and people... I saw some fucking kid smashing his head against the floor because he was tripping that much.
What the fuck? You know, like, you're talking about this now. I'm never praying more for, like, a good Al-Qaeda, ISIS terrorist attack on something like that. Fucking blow up them
full
degenerates.
Ariana Grande concert.
Oh, I'd be praising that, you know. Honestly.
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's full degeneracy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
You're not going to walk into Amish community and...
See,
get away with that, aren't you?
I could partake.
Could you?
Yeah. Every now and then. Yeah. Once a year.
What, once a year? Let it all out, isn't it?
Yeah. No, like a Fatboy Slim, that'd be heavy, that. Like a Fatboy Slim rave. He's a legend, isn't he?
I don't mind Fatboy Slim, but think of the people he's surrounded by.
I didn't realise how, like, well-spoken he is.
I
hate that, innit?
When I first listened to him speak like that, it's so odd, isn't it?
Didn't expect that. I thought he'd be, like, fucking... Bez from Happy Mondays, fucking Sean Ryder or something like that. Absolutely mangled, years of abuse.
Just DJing. Yeah. Well, he's like Tyson Fury.
Is he?
Tyson Fury speaks perfect. Yeah. You like his pronunciation?
Oh,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
It's very weird.
He's
isn't
got
it?
A bit of a lisp, Tyson Fury.
Has he? Bit his tongue a few times.
Probably, yeah.
He said he got punched in the neck, didn't he? That's why his voice never used to be, like, so low.
Yeah.
You know, he's got like a. He's a bit like Sean Dyche, isn't it?
Yeah. Like gravelly.
Yeah, gravelly, that's it.
But Fatboy Slim, so he's on, everyone's going up fucking mental, but he loves it. That is a rave.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
I can't.
Everyone's tripping, he's promoting the love, that's what he wants, doesn't he? Just love each other, take the ecstasy.
I'd rather be in a mosque and we're all praying.
Yeah, like Sean, but, well,
fuck that. Fuck the rave system like that.
So then it's all going really well, everyone's having sex and doing all sorts and smashing their head on the walls and
and then all of a sudden,
two lights are coming through the crowd. I'm like, what is that?
What's
and
going
then
on
people there? Are people. Are, what does someone shout something out? Don't they?
I can't remember.
Like, what the fuck's that? Oh,
people are confused.
Yeah, yeah.
And like the promoters, or like the people behind the scenes are confused. Well, aren't they? Yeah. Like, what's going on here? This hangar.
Yeah, and then they realise someone's commandeered a vehicle. So I don't understand where.
Was it an army vehicle?
I don't know.
It was like a truck, wasn't it?
Yeah, van.
A van turned up in the middle of the hangar.
Yeah.
In front of like thousands of people.
With people dancing on top of it.
Yeah, and it's driving through. Yeah. So the person driving it's obviously not sober.
Yeah.
He's not in a.
He's over the limit.
He's well over the limit. Though. Yeah. He's not in the right state to be
driving
a truck with a load of people around him. So it pulls up, doesn't it, in the middle?
Yeah. And then the people have to go over to it, don't they? So the
peace patrol.
Yeah.
Who have no fucking,
qualifications, no training.
They've never dealt with anything like this.
No.
They've got to sort out.
Like, get the fuck out. What do you even do in that situation?
Excuse me.
Well, they were terrified that they'd have, like, fucking weapons on them or something.
Yeah, big terrorist attack.
Yeah. You open it up, it's just looks fucking grenades.
C4. Well, they said the biggest thing was, a girl was getting raped, wasn't she?
Oh, supposedly.
Supposedly.
So a young girl was passed out.
In the van.
With no clothes on.
Yeah.
And the dude was pulling his kecks up, wasn't he?
Some stifler.
Yeah, some sleazy. Sleazy jock. But that's the rape van.
Literally?
Yeah.
At a Fatboy Slim concert.
So
he got to a point where he was like...
He gets the message back, doesn't he? Realises what's going on and stuff. So they get... Everyone off the van, get everyone out of the van. And then...
there's still people outside probably still smashing up, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely.
Throughout the night.
Yeah.
Not even in this rave, they're still drinking and fucking smashing up.
Yeah, so that younger, because like people were going at like 15, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of young people, wasn't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, underage. So she gets taken off in an ambulance, doesn't she? And then they wheel out that the truck, and then it starts going a bit weird again.
Like, does something else happen?
I feel like something did, because I know that Fatboy Slim, his team, like, rush him, don't need to.
Oh, that's it. He stops. Fatboy Slim stops.
Yeah.
I think he stops to, like, and says, I'm not doing it unless you sort out, you know, like, get the van out of the way.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Everybody starts fucking behaving themselves.
Yeah.
And he just, like, they don't allow him back on or something for a while. And the crowd go crazy.
They must do.
And then when he finally gets back on, the crowd are like, we've had enough here, and they start launching stuff.
Oh my god!
And then you said, didn't they? His team. I remember that with they're trying to grab all like the records.
Yeah, yeah.
On the stage and run
off. Yeah,
that's fucking mad. That.
Yeah, which is that's just crazy. That, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that is the end of
day two.
Day two. Yeah.
It's peak level. Well, yeah. We think
we're getting there. It's getting a bit.
It's over the top.
Chaotic. Yeah.
Laws are broken.
Yeah.
Unruly.
It's unruly, yeah, to say the least.
To say the least. It's not a good time there now.
No.
Maybe from, like, a few people in there. Well, you said everybody said it was the best time of their life afterwards.
Yeah.
Looking back.
No, well, people have a good time. He doesn't like...
Smashing up stuff.
Yeah, doesn't like smashing stuff up.
And, like, all these people are smashing shit up, and the peace patrol are just, like...
It's ridiculous, though, because, like we were saying about, like, the people who were there, it's those kind of people, like, there's a guy, like, fucking rips down a bit of fucking... plywood off a fence, and there's hundreds of people around them cheering.
Yeah, yeah. Like, all high-fiving each other.
What the fuck? Why are you so fucking bothered?
And, like, what does that even, like, contribute to anything?
Yeah.
Fucking smashing
nothing.
The place up.
Nothing. It's just that anarchy that, yeah. Like, we're all drunk, we're being ripped off, everyone's starting to get a bit fuming. So, like, day three come, and people start going home now, don't they?
Yeah, there's a few people bailing.
So, day three is a Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday. Morning, this is on the documentary, they start showing all about the, like, the sanitary issues and the water. Some fucking hygiene specialist comes on, and he'd taken samples of the water and said, like, it fucking,
it's all mixed, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's stunk of shit, and,
yeah. So there's no sanitary,
everyone's drinking this, people are splashing around in mud puddles, what they think are mud puddles, but that's all shit. Yeah. As well,
there's like footage of people next to the cubicles that are like being tipped over and shit.
I don't
like
get that.
That
how and stupid just, is that
they're just like fucking sliding in the mud, aren't they?
Yeah, there's like there are portaloos or like everywhere
scattered
around all on the side and stuff,
and there's water spraying and up and everything.
The guys are loving it, like sliding down all this mud.
God.
Not thinking it's shit.
that sums them up right there.
Yeah. So then people start going, like, we're getting off.
Yeah, and we should say at this time, though, we're all about the chaos. All this chaos is happening on the floor.
Yeah.
The people like Michael Lang and John Scher, the people who set up the festival are not on the front. They're not on the floor with all them.
No.
They're all back in this, like, fucking...
VIP spot with all the...
Yeah, with all the celebrities, and, like, they've got their own, like, they've got a tower, haven't they?
Yeah.
Where, like, the people who work in there go. And they're completely, like, out of touch with what's going on. They don't even know.
They've got all, like, fresh water and
yeah, they're not going down and doing that. They're not even looking at it. They're probably getting a few reports, aren't they, back?
Yeah.
Saying, oh, this, and they're like...
Oh, yeah, so they're just seeing, like, the oh, God, they were so crazy when Rage Against the Machine were on.
Oh, the crowd.
They're not looking at people sliding around in their own shit.
No, they were completely detached from what was actually going on in the festival. That's like a... There's another problem.
Yeah. Got to get in. Roll your sleeves up.
Yep. I think if you had a proper security system, security people, they would have had a good communication system.
Yeah.
Not just a bunch of kids, and half of them were fucking partying anyway.
Yeah.
The other half just didn't know how to deal with it.
Exactly.
Yeah, Michael Lang had no idea that all this was... He just thought...
Because, like, there's so many videos of, like, the first Woodstock where he's, like, going around during the festival, isn't
he? Yeah, he's there, isn't he? Talking to everybody.
But this one, he didn't. Well, they were
vaccines.
Saying... The people who worked there were saying that as well, weren't they? Like, he didn't talk to anyone.
No. It's because he's a weirdo.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You go and watch the documentary.
He's fucking
look
embarrassed. That's what he is. And he doesn't say anything about it. He says, we'll get onto it in a minute.
Yeah.
So Sunday starts. People start going on.
Sunday starts. The music on Sunday, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
He starts it on Sunday.
Just start singing Amazing Grace or something. Weirdo. I wouldn't be watching Willie Nelson.
No. Who else is there? Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
Creed. They're a bit banger, aren't they? Creed.
Creed.
They're like grungy. Who else is there? Don't know any of these. Spitfire, Mike Ness, Our Lady Peace, Rusted Root, Seven Dust. Don't know any. Godsmack. I know them. They're like.
I don't know.
Like a bit of a grungy. But the Megadeth.
Yeah.
They never said that on the program, did they?
No, they didn't talk about Megadeth. No.
I think they were on. They were on the West stage at the end.
Jewel plays as well, isn't she?
Jewel. Jewel. Yeah, Jewel was on the East stage.
She's cool.
With Red Hot Chili Peppers as well, they.
She's like dead chill, Jewel.
Yeah, she is, isn't she? So they had a few people.
It could have been all right.
They should have just got rid of all the fucking extreme new metal bands.
So then, it's Red Hot Chili Peppers now, isn't it?
On the Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it goes.
So they're like, okay. And there's been murmurings the whole thing. There's another guest.
Yeah,
who's going to close the show.
Finalise the festival.
That we don't know. No one knows who it is.
People are saying it was like going to be Michael Jackson, wasn't it? Or Prince.
Prince.
That would have been so fucking cool. Exactly. Prince Taylor.
Guns N' Roses.
Woo!
Loads of people think who it's going to be.
And you're probably listening here now wondering, why is it still going on? It's because what we said, the people at the top didn't know what was going on.
I don't think they'd have shut it down anyway.
Do you reckon?
No, no way.
But if there was police there, the police would have done something.
Yeah.
There's no police, wasn't there?
No police at all, not until the until Sunday night.
Yeah.
So, Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing. What, Baphomet Flea came out absolutely stark naked.
Oh, he always does?
My head just fell off.
That's his usual look.
Yeah.
His usual attire.
I know he's always got no top on, but...
He's a bit fried, isn't he? He's frazzled.
Yeah, he is.
He's a pork scratching.
He is, yeah. Yeah. But they're class. I'd love to go
Do you like them?
Yeah. I like Red Hot Chili Peppers, yeah.
I like their early stuff.
Yeah. I don't listen to any of the new stuff. I don't listen to any new music at all, anyway.
No, I don't think I do.
But, so they're going, it's all nice and happy, and the thing was, is right, we're going to give everybody candles, because it's going to be like the crescendo, and all the crowd will be lit up with candles.
Yeah, and a proper vigil.
Yeah, proper.
Homage to peace and love.
Yeah, and the fire marshal saying, don't do it, you can't give 250,000 people candles.
They've just been on borderline rioting for the past 2 days.
Yeah.
You can't be doing this now.
I know.
But then, so Red Hot Chili Peppers were playing, and the last song they played was Fire by Jimi Hendrix.
So they play Under the Bridge, and that's when everyone lights the candles.
Is that it, yeah?
Yeah, and it's dead nice and peaceful, and everyone's like, oh, how lovely is this? The whole crowd lit up. And then, it's dead nice, and then they look into the distance, and it looks like there's a big fire.
That's it, yeah. There's like a big glow, isn't there? Yeah.
And then they realise someone set a fire, so they run over to get the fire. I think they had a team on there, didn't they? Like fire brigade. And go, hi, there's a fire, can you go and put it out?
Yeah.
And now the crowd's obviously going crazy because someone's lit a fire.
Yeah. In the crowd.
Yeah, in the crowd. So the crowd's kicking off again. Red Hot Chili Peppers are still playing, probably playing something a bit more rowdy. And then the fire marshal say, no, we're not going up there.
Yeah, we're not going. Yeah, they don't want to get involved, didn't they?
I said, I'm not going to put that out.
Yeah,
so
it's
they
already
don't
too
go.
Crazy. Yeah.
So Michael Lang went to get them. And they say, no, we're not going, it's too dangerous. And they're like, what? So then loads more fires start going up.
Yeah, the bonfires basically start popping up, don't they, throughout the crowd. And at the back, we're all like the fucking... I don't know, wooden shit, fences
and
all that.
Just throwing everything onto the fires.
Stuff's already been ripped apart.
Yeah.
People are picking it all up.
There's fuel everywhere.
Yeah, it's lying around everywhere.
So, John Shea comes out, doesn't he? And says, hi, guys, there's fires, you're gonna endanger yourselves and people around you and stuff like that.
Why hasn't he come out, the day before?
Yeah.
Fucking said, everybody to calm down.
Yeah, he just didn't realise, did he? And obviously no one's listening to him.
No.
And
you probably don't even know who he is.
You can't do anything about it.
No.
So then Red Hot Chili Peppers come back out. He speaks to Anthony keyist, don't they?
Yeah.
And go, you need to go back out and say something.
Yeah, you need. They say, don't they? To Anthony, you need to fucking.
Because they're listening to you.
Yeah.
Because what they're thinking is the fella from Korn went out, Limp Bizkit, they ran the crowd.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst fucking riled them up in the wrong way.
So they're thinking, oh, maybe if we'll try and go the other way.
Big Toe, get out there. Fucking.
So he goes out for the encore.
Go on, Tony, lad.
And just starts playing Fire by Jimi
Hendrix. So, if you want to put blame on people, you've got Korn, Limp Bizkit, and then you've got him playing
Fire. Which is ridiculous.
Fire.
That is so funny.
You'd be like, people literally could die with
a fire.
I
can't believe no one...
Oh, there was deaths, yeah?
Was there, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
So, Chili Peppers play, and then... Cool. They finished the little encore. They get off. Everyone's then thinking, this is it, the crescendo.
Yeah, yeah, here we go.
The final guest.
This is, there's the rumours, everybody's building up to it.
And then the stage dies down and the screen comes up and they just start playing a video of Jimi Hendrix. And then it's like, thanks, Gat. Michael Ang comes on, doesn't he?
And
goes,
so,
thank you, guys. Have a safe journey home.
Yeah. The fucking riot and the setting fire to stuff.
They're like,
and he's on stage going, thank
gonna,
you.
Yeah, this isn't going to... This isn't going to work.
No.
So everyone just goes fucking mental.
It hits another level then.
Those clips, it's genuine anarchy.
It's like war clips.
Yeah.
It's like if you were in the middle of Vietnam.
Anthony Kiedis calls it on and says it's like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah. You know, have you ever seen Apocalypse Now?
I haven't, no.
Oh, there's a scene. People seem to know where I'm at. He goes down the river. Basically, he's going down the river and he's going crazy and crazier further down the river. He's going the main guy. And he gets to the end point, the front line of the war, like the Vietnam War. And he needs to get further. He's like trying to get into Cambodia. He gets to the end point of the battle and it's just like chaos. It's like they've like explosions going off. He's trying to find who's in control. And everybody's going, oh, we don't know. They're just fighting anybody.
Yeah.
There's people just getting like stoned in this corner with like Rolling Stones playing. And it's literally like a scene.
Is it?
Out from fucking Trainwreck.
They now just start lighting fires absolutely everywhere, don't they?
Yeah.
Ripping the whole thing.
It turns into a full riot, isn't it?
Yeah. And
full riot mode.
Everyone else just gets off. Well, the team, that like hospitality team of like the guys who were doing the interviews and that have to barricade themselves.
Yeah, they start. They realise that the crowd now, they've gone from like wrecking the place to like actual proper violently rioting.
Do you know what someone says? And it stuck with me. They go, when people are in a herd, they turn into animals.
They turn, yeah.
How good is that?
That's it, yeah. That sums it up.
Yeah. So this is like these big, massive groups of people.
And they're just bouncing off each other.
And go and watch those clips. Like, even if you just watch the trailer for the documentary.
Yeah, it has all the clips, doesn't it?
It shows you all the
where it goes crazy. Yeah. So they're at that gig. They're at the stage. Which stage was it? It was the East stage.
Yeah.
So that was like high up a bit. So obviously the crowd starts rioting, coming down into like where the food stalls was and everything.
Yeah.
And the food people are like, oh shit, we've got
all our money here as well.
Yeah, this is not looking good. And like everybody starts stealing, don't they?
Yeah, start robbing everything. They get to all the vans and stuff and start robbing all the vans.
Yeah.
And start
pillaging, like Vikings.
Yeah. Literally. Just going through, just having whatever you want.
And all the people like...
And then why do Americans always do that?
It's in their nature.
Yeah. And then they start setting fire to the big trailers, don't they?
Yeah,
that have the propane
trucks.
Canisters on.
Yeah.
And then they just start fucking blowing up.
The explode, it's fucking massive explode. It's like someone's dropped a bomb.
Yeah, literally. And each one's going boom, boom.
Massive explode. And you can see it for the whole festival, can't you? Like, you can see the, you know, from wherever you're stood...
Yeah.
You see that massive explosion.
So everyone gets off. So MTV and all that have left.
Yeah, they like, this has gone too much here. We're fucking off.
There's that one guy who's doing like his own little documentary.
A little reporter.
Yeah. And he's like, fuck, we're going straight back in.
He's like a war reporter, isn't he?
Yeah,
like,
he runs into the action. Yeah, it's fucking class. Yeah, but that's just...
Yeah, and you said the people who are working on the ground ended up retreating back into like one of the Michael Lang and all them where they were distanced from it in like some hut or hangar or whatever. They ended up barricading, didn't they?
Yeah, they fully barricade the door.
They had to barricade the door from the fucking rioting people. like literally scared for their life, weren't they? Isn't it? Didn't they? All the ATMs were like absolutely smashed up, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, just take absolutely, they took everything.
It was just raided, fucking pillaged.
And then they start ripping down all the lights and...
all this big stands.
Towers and stuff, yeah.
That, some footage of that is like how people not like stood under that and get crushed by it.
No, I thought some...
big metal frames.
It was
frames.
A speaker, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Giant
how,
speaker.
How? Like, people are absolutely smashed, drunk. How did someone not just like, was stumbling underneath it?
Yeah.
Get fucking crushed by this... metal frame. Oh, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so that just goes on till early hours in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know what like the end goal is. What's like the sheep mentality? You
I
just
don't know what they want to do. Yeah,
you're just
gonna live there now.
Just go back to our tents.
Oh, that's what they do. They just what they just then go back to the tents with all the fires and stuff. And wake up and go home.
Yeah.
No. So, but then they get the. What is it? State troopers?
Yeah, they had to get them in that, which should have been some type of fucking security like that in the first place.
Yeah.
Or they should have come in on the fucking Saturday when
on
they
second
start.
Day, yeah.
Yeah. But they come in, don't they? And then it's like your typical...
they start battering everyone,
Your riot shield battering, whatever. Fly in, bang, bang, bang. Yeah. And this all footage, the whole footage of it all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody says it's like Lord of the Flies, isn't it?
Yeah,
and then the riot police come in. Fucking caving everybody's heads in.
That's because one of the guys says that, doesn't he? He says he just got battered by.
Yeah.
By them.
Yeah. And then, so that happens in the morning, doesn't it? And they start dispersing people.
Yeah, yeah.
Just fucking kicking them out.
As you should do.
Yeah. I don't know. How do you, like, disperse a full that many people and make sure they don't go on further?
There's not enough.
Further?
There can't be enough troops anyway. I can't imagine there still being, like, 250,000 people there, like, but.
Yes, yeah, people would have bailed.
There'd be a few. Like probably 100,000 though,
yeah.
Because it was luckily there was a lot of people, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Those clips, like a lot of people. So the state troopers are in, disperse everyone, and then it's like they hold an emergency press conference, don't they?
Yeah. And Michael Lang,
Michael
John
Lang literally says, "It's just it seems like such a bad ending to it's such a decent weekend."
What the fuck are you on about?
And he's going, it was just a group of 50 violent dudes who ruined it for everyone else. Don't condemn the whole festival.
It's literally that what he says, isn't it? Like, oh, it was just a handful of guys.
Yeah.
And like, no, if you look at the footage,
it's everyone.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Right. It's rioting everywhere.
Exactly. And then, so everyone's getting kicked out on that. Well, that'd be Monday morning.
Yeah. And I think, like...
they're interviewing people and people are going, yeah, I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
If they didn't have Woodstock, would you come back? Yeah, fucking too right, I'd come back. It's best.
Even though they were fuming to cause rioting.
Exactly.
That's crazy, like, to think of what... think of that. Think out the mentality.
Do you have any urge to riot?
I don't know.
I feel like you'd be involved in the riot, wouldn't you?
Could get caught up in it, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be caught up in the degeneracy of the raving, but I could be caught up in the degeneracy of the rioting.
See, I just have absolutely no urge to rip down a speaker tower.
Yeah. I feel I could probably riot from like an entertaining point of view. I couldn't riot like emotionally. Like, I don't feel like what would it be that asked about?
Because what's that? Like, is that entertaining or...
I think it could be though. Couldn't you imagine running around just...
well, they are just all sprinting
stuff.
Around.
Yeah.
Singing Rage Against the Machine.
See, there's the bit where I align. Yeah. I align with the... Yeah, they got no t-shirts on. Yeah. Fucking running around.
Fires everywhere. People jumping over the fires and stuff.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Pushing over shit.
Yeah. So they've sorted it all out. They clear everyone out. Michael Lang has a stupid interview because he's just a divvy. He's embarrassed.
He's an idiot.
He's embarrassed. He doesn't fully realise what's just happened.
Well, do you think he does now, or do you think he's not grasped it properly? Actually, I don't think he has. He's that much of an idiot. I don't think he's grasped the full...
He's a bit of an airhead, like, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's... I don't think he fully understands what happened. But, and then John Scher's the same. So, the thing was, people were claiming that they let all these riots and all that happen.
Yeah.
So that Woodstock 99... stays iconic, stays in history, and they'll make even more money for years to come.
Yeah.
And then that John Scher with the guiltiest face in the world. The way they film it and everything, where they go, what? No, that is absolutely absurd. Why would we ever do that? And then they pause and they stay on his face.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Almost smiles.
Yeah, they had it out for him.
Yeah. It probably was.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I want a Woodstock 1990 shirt now.
Do you?
Yeah, really bad. Still making the money. So then that goes by, and this is where it starts. All the news starts coming out that people are being raped there. And this is another really annoying me about that John Cher. So
yeah.
four people claimed four girls were raped. Yeah. It's all over the news. Four girls.
But that's like...
Police investigation.
I think there would have been loads more.
Yeah. Well, people wouldn't have come out about it, would they? I don't know why the police even bothered investigating it, because you would never, ever find anyone who did it. It's just like it. But John Cher goes, well, you know, we had like a village, 200,000 people. He basically said he's not condoning it, but like four rapes out of 200,000 people is pretty normal.
It's like, what are you talking about? He says like it's bound to happen with that much people, isn't
it? It's so stupid.
In a way though, I don't agree with that, but statistically,
it is right, isn't it?
You have that much people, somebody's gonna get murdered.
Well, it's like that.
Like, how many murders?
One in five people have cancer.
Someone's gonna get cancer.
Whole thing, yeah. There's going to be some people that went there to Woodstock 99 who died of cancer, statistically.
Yeah.
There's going to be some girls, statistically, that were raped.
Yeah.
It's probably like, what, 1 in 10 girls are sexually assaulted or something? Is that the statistic?
That it?
Well, they were all getting fucking groped and all sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's just the way it is.
He should have... That's like the worst thing, the worst way you could go about it.
He should have completely, like, really thought about what he was saying then before he said that.
Why? It's like no consideration for them girls, isn't it?
No,
he's not even like it's not even in defense of like anybody as well.
No, he's not, because they couldn't. So then Michael Lang talks about it as well, doesn't he? He's like, oh, I don't know how we wouldn't have stopped it anyway. It was happening in people's tents. Someone said it happened in a mosh pit, but I don't believe that.
What?
Just say it's really upsetting and it's so unfortunate that because of the size and the mass of the crowds and
the
stuff,
mentality of the crowd.
Yeah, that it was bound to happen. That's even I'm falling into
here
the trap. You can't say anything nice about it. You just go, we're sorry, and it's really unfortunate that it's going to be very difficult to find out who did it.
Yeah, yeah. Just say that.
Yeah.
Wait, say if you were a girl and you were raped there.
Yeah.
Where do you even go? Because there's no like security people. There's no police.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Go to the peace patrol. I bet they just
and it's probably like a lad,
on enjoying
a lad
the festival.
Yeah, a lad who's younger than you.
Yeah, who's been raping someone else.
Yeah,
it's all fucking mental, isn't it?
Mm. And then the morning after,
yeah,
the scenes is like a war zone, isn't it? Somebody saying it's like, is this like, is this fucking Bosnia? Something like that. It's just like driving past. And
yeah,
it's smoke as well, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all like smoky.
That'd be cool. I'd love to see what it looks like now. You know.
What do you think?
Road trip
there.
Yeah.
Another riot.
Yeah. So, is that it? I feel like I'd...
There might be...
I feel like I was going to say something else, but... I've forgotten. I don't know. It's just going to... That's going to... I didn't know anything about it before I watched that. I like, genuinely knew nothing about it. Didn't realise it was like that. So watching it, it's just like absolutely ridiculous.
Crazy.
But then...
It's all the footage as well, isn't it?
Yeah. But then I was thinking back and I was thinking, it just looks like a festival anyway. That's it. People run around in mud and the toilets are horrible and tents get left around. There's litter everywhere and people do light fires at Leeds Festival.
Like a bonfire.
Yeah.
A big effigy of Michael Lang getting burnt.
But I mean, it's a bit crazy, isn't it?
It turns into a war zone.
It's the whole music, the whole theme of the festival.
Yeah.
That's what makes it worse.
Yeah, you had Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst.
Yeah.
He's not nothing remotely close to hippie, peace and love, Korn. Nothing.
I wonder what they said. So they didn't speak to Fred Durst, did they, in the thing, but they spoke to the dude from Korn and he was like, fucking loved it.
Yeah.
But I guess first day, you get away with it, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird that because
I think Fred Durst, I think, I don't think he denies it, but he's just like, I'm not bothered.
Yeah, well, he said,
just laughs about it.
Well, they get him on camera, don't they, after he comes off stage. He said, you can't blame me for that.
Yeah. Yes, he's walking off, isn't he? Yeah. I think he's quite fun. I like Fred Durst.
Yeah, he is.
He's funny.
Doesn't give a shit, does he? Right. Well, how would you... Do you reckon it'll ever come back?
The Woodstock?
Yeah.
I think it would, yeah. There's always going to be like Michael Langs and John Shears trying to cash in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that we another one.
I didn't realise Michael Lang was dead. She died recently, yeah.
I think he died... like in between the, because obviously he's on the documentary,
yeah,
but he died before the documentary came out, so I think so he never had to answer
January.
For the backlash.
Died in January.
This January,
yeah, 22, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I think without him it won't come back.
You reckon?
People pay homage. What do we have? There's a festival in the UK that has a similar name, and it's kind of like
Woodstock.
Yeah. I can't remember what it's called.
What's the festival? It's Glastonbury. Isle of Wight.
No,
Isle of Man.
It's not a big one like that though.
I don't know. I don't know any. Leeds, Reading.
No.
I
can't remember what it's. If this is a smaller festival, it's not like.
I don't know any.
I can't remember.
Boomtown.
Boomtown.
That's one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That was on the other day. It's meant to be good. Boomtown.
Is it?
So, yeah, apparently.
The only people who've told me that's good.
Dan.
Are like absolutely, you're like the scattiest type people.
Yeah.
The only and you.
Yeah. You're no, I've heard.
Have you heard? Yeah.
From quite scattered people, actually. No, it's I think it has to stay. I said before at the start, like.
Do you reckon they should have just left it anyway?
They should never have done it in 94 or 99.
It's like when you make remake of a film, isn't it?
It's a different time.
Yeah.
It's like, imagine, like, taking, like, the misogynistic films from the fucking 40s where the men are slapping the women and remaking that now.
And they've got to have that.
Yeah. It would never work.
No.
Because the times have changed.
Yeah.
The audiences are different.
I know what you mean, yeah. It's completely different.
Yeah.
It's foolish. Foolish. They were just.
It is so stupid.
It all came from greed.
It would never work. Like the bands combined with the people of the 90s, fucking punk and metal and
grunge, all that shit.
It's just not the same at all.
American Pie.
American
Fight
Pie.
Club.
Fight Club.
Club's just come out.
That's what they talked about as well, didn't they?
Tyler Durden. Whoo. No, it's all come from that greed, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to try and cash in on it. Get it. Cut corners so there's no fucking security. There's no proper food.
Yeah.
And then idiots who don't accept what's going on.
Make money off the tickets. Make money off the pay-per-view. They said they made a fortune off that.
Who sat watching, like, paying? And then, because it's like, you know, it's like people watch Glastonbury. It's free, isn't it? You're not going to sit for, like, the whole time watching Glastonbury.
Glastonbury is every year. But if it was like, if you went to Woodstock 1969.
Yeah. So.
And then you find out they're doing it again.
Yeah.
Or maybe you live in, if people in the UK or something like that.
Well, say if you went to Woodstock 69 and you were 20.
Yeah.
How old are you? You're going to be 50, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you're going to be tuning in to watch.
You might just throw it on.
Limp Bizkit. No, you paid your $59.
You might be a very successful businessman, though. And you've got money to burn. You just throw it on.
And you're ready. You've been a hippie all your life.
I guarantee.
And you're watching Limp Bizkit and Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's completely shit for them, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can watch, like, fucking Hendrix and The Grateful Dead and all that, like, proper, and then you tune in, it's like...
Janis Joplin.
MTV now pummeling, like, fucking...
He was
new
there.
Metal.
Shit, like, P. Diddy was there, was he?
Was he? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Kid Rock. You gotta watch Kid Rock.
He came out, didn't he, on that the hottest day in like a full fur coat.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah. He always wears that, doesn't he? What's his name? The gay guy.
The gay guy.
He used to wear the big fur coats. Oh, fucking hell. He's like a fashion designer, part of that, like with models and all that. You'll definitely know. He's like an iconic
fashion designer.
He's gay. Fuck.
Most of them are gay, aren't they?
Probably. I don't know if he's a fashion designer. He's part of, like, all that shit.
Is he? I don't know.
And he used to wear the massive, over-the-top fur coats. And that's where Kid Rock got it from.
Yeah.
And then in his songs, he sings, "I'm not gay, like..."
like
whoever this guy is.
Blank.
Yeah, blank. Insert name here. Yeah, he wears his fucking coats all the time.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, he walks out, doesn't he, on the hottest day.
Yeah.
And covered. Rips that off.
he's got a red suit on.
Some of the big songs though are like pump you up.
Yeah.
Full on.
Well, they all did. That's every song.
Make you want to rape somebody.
Exactly. It's their own fault. I've literally got no sympathy at all.
No, no.
That John Shea is a proper dope.
He's just like a businessman who has no idea, just there to get money.
Yeah.
He's not bothered about fucking...
Michael Lang is stuck in the 60s. He didn't realise what was going on either.
He's not. He wasn't all there.
No, because he wasn't booking those. That's not the music he likes to listen to, is it? <I don't...
No. laughs> He wasn't tuning into Megadeth.
I'd love to go and watch Red Hot Chili Peppers, though. They look fucking class.
With Flea going crazy.
Yeah.
Would you start a riot there?
In the nude.
Yeah.
God, I'd get right in the mosh pits, me.
Yeah. With a big light. Like...
punching people. Headbutting people.
Big
did people die?
So there was three people that died. Two died of heat stroke.
Yeah.
I don't know which on the days, but two were like pulled out, went to like medical, and then died later on.
Yeah.
But it was from heat stroke. And then a woman died afterwards walking back outside of the festival.
Yeah.
Or like in the festival, whatever, walking back out, and someone ran her over.
What?
Some obviously like completely bladdered drive, trying to drive back out, you know.
Oh my god, like on the way home.
Yeah, ploughed into it.
Fucking hell. It's miraculous that they're the only death.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Like I would have thought.
Someone would be trampled to death at least.
From the footage, it's full on riots.
Yeah.
Nobody dead.
No murders.
Nah, yeah.
Well, this is what I mean. This is what puts fucking John Shea's statistics to shit.
Yeah. Well, they were all together though, weren't they?
Yeah.
Everybody was all rioting together. It wasn't like they were rioting against each other.
No one was going against them, yeah. Apart from that woman who was trying to give the bin bags out in like the first episode. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's it, yeah. Who is she?
I don't know.
She was going around giving people bin bags, wasn't she?
Yeah, she went to Fingal to...
Yeah, she said. She brought it up. She brought up as well, didn't she, that there's no bins.
Yeah.
And nobody listened to her.
Yeah.
So she went down onto the floor.
And was like, I'm going to get the people zero. To help tidy up.
Yeah.
And they were just like,
fuck off. This old woman.
Yeah, because they were like pushing over the things and stuff. And she's going, that's art.
Yeah, there's like some like wooden like fucking thing that's
made
like
a hexagon.
People are like flipping it over and she's next to
They were running in it, like, weren't they? Like a hamster wheel. Fucking stupid. It's definitely, guys, go and watch the documentary.
Yeah.
Three parts, one for each day, 45 minutes ago.
You'd be cringed out.
The people...
Nice, cringy American culture.
Yeah, proper, like, mutant Americans. Like, seriously, they are a different breed. But the scenes there are just ridiculous. Especially if, like, you're listening to this and you didn't know anything about it.
Like, we probably haven't done it justice, how intense it is.
Yeah.
Like, it is fucking intense, the footage.
Yeah, it is.
And especially on that last day.
Fueled.
The riot.
Yeah, all fueled from the... Because playing that music over the top of it as well.
Yeah,
they are playing all like fucking metal music over the top.
Rage Against Machine. Yeah.
It's good, really good.
And like so, and as we said from the start, what would you have done? Sort it out. Got some security, food stalls, shade. So that's not that hard.
I don't think the security. I'd have like a security tent. Like I'd have a presence of trained security people. I wouldn't have like. People dotted in the crowd or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah. Undercover cops there.
Yeah. Well, them, like, you have them across the front, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't even have enough of them there for the amount of people. And then I'd have... I don't think I'd have portaloos. I'd just go troughs.
Troughs, yeah?
Yeah, to shit in, yeah. Shit and piss in.
What? Shit in a trough?
Yeah.
You can't do that.
No, just dig a hole and put... build toilets over the top of it.
Oh, I see, yeah,
and
yeah.
And just fill it in.
All right, yeah, no, that sounds all right, actually.
Yeah, with a load of sand. Like a litter tray. And then the water thing I'd do with the water bottles.
Yeah, that's a good idea, that. We should put that forward to somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
That'll sort out waste.
Food. I don't know, I think I'd just let independent vendors... I would let independent vendors do whatever they want.
You know, well, they didn't let people take their own food in.
Yeah.
I'd just let people take their own food in
as well. Yeah, if they want to, yeah. And then if you want any hot food...
Yeah, can get something.
Well, I think festivals are run pretty well.
Do you reckon?
These days anyway, so I don't think they need my ideas.
No.
If they were going to do it again.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's 100%, But the 69 one, I'm sure the security there were the Hells Angels.
Really?
They were hired there to be the security.
That's unbelievable.
Imagine seeing that.
I'm going to Google that.
Fucking Hells Angels and motorbikes. Or, you don't mess with them as well, don't you?
No, definitely not.
Fucking chained. Your legs getting whipped by a big chain if you step out of line. But everybody's peace and love, weren't they then?
Yeah.
I think it was that one. It might be the other one, though. You know, like one of the other big ones. There was one where the Hells Angels were the.
they were at the festival, like. Oh, yeah. There we go. Back then, as reported by the Richest, it was common for the Hells Angels to be hired as security for concerts.
You know, the Hells Angels now is like a proper organisation. And, like, you can't use their logo or anything. Like, they'll sue you. And they've got, like, lawyers and fucking. It's like a business. It's not a bunch of hairy men.
Biker gang.
Yeah,
anymore.
It's like a.
Is it still like a biker gang, though? Like, Dance of the Roots?
I don't know. I don't think they have the roots now. I think it's just cool been.
Or not. Oh, it's just like. It's turned into like a Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, yeah, literally, yeah. I know people, like, put Hell's Angel on the stuff and you can get sued for having it. Like,
really?
Yeah. If you're not part of the business.
Cool, huh?
You can get sued for having it.
Don't mind it. Right, Steve. How long have we done there?
About an hour and 40.
Nice, that. That feels like.
A nice time.
Yeah, doesn't feel. I was surprised.
Yeah.
I thought you that we were going to say like an hour.
Yeah. Half an hour.
We've done 45 minutes. Right. Anything you want to let anyone know, Steve, before we shut off?
I don't think so.
We're back next week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, something Tuesday probably.
Yeah. Actually, I might not be able to Tuesday.
Well, whenever we can.
Yeah. We need to do a cooking.
Talk about some food.
I think we should. We'd have to make sure we eat beforehand.
Yeah.
I won't even talk about it. I can just sit and listen to you talk about food, you know.
I made some lovely noodles before me, you know. Well, I'll tell you next week.
Okay.
Right. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode and we'll see you next time.
This was brought to you by Murdley Productions.